my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to Yah in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today I want to talk to you about something every believer desires, but many believers struggle to experience. That is what we call shalom, or peace. And shalom is more than just peace from an English word that we understand. Shalom goes more to a complete peace that our Creator wants us to experience. So we say shalom, but in essence, we know it as peace. And this isn't a temporary peace or a peace based on circumstances. It's not peace based on everything going our way, but a peace that comes from being right with our wonderful Creator. So regardless of the circumstance around us, we are at peace. People can take away a lot of things from us. They could take away our freedom. They could take away our rights. They could take away our own physical health. But they cannot take away our inner peace if we have that relationship with Yah. Many believers know the scriptures. Many believers attend fellowship. Many believers pray regularly. Yet many struggle with anxiety, confusion, frustration, unrest, uncertainty. Why? And we're going to discuss this today, because our Creator does want us to have peace. It's not saying we're not going to go through circumstances in this world. It's not saying we're going to not have hard times. But it is saying we could have peace amongst these hard times and these situations. Could it be that people are looking for peace in the wrong places? They're looking for peace based on circumstances. This is why I don't talk about happy and unhappy, because that's based on what happens. It's based on circumstances. It's not based on what's inside. Joy is much different than happy. His happiness is based on what's happening, and joy is something that you have regardless. So we have to understand peace and where we're looking for it and what it is. Something many believers often overlook is peace, or we could be at peace, is, and we've been talking about this in our recent teachings, having a clear conscience, not just with our Creator, but with man. Having a clear conscience, knowing that, not making up our own rules and regulations, but knowing that we are following the way of our Creator all the time. And if we've done something that's out of place, we're quick to correct it. Because as we discussed in our last teaching, the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart spirits, will not let us be at peace if something is out of order in the way the set apart spirit is leading us. Today I want to show you from scripture that one of the greatest indicators of spiritual health is a clear conscience before Yah and before man. So when we think about this, we need to think about the pleasure of Yah and what He wants us to do. We need to think about this. When Yeshua was born, the angels did not announce wealth. They did not announce success. They mentioned one thing: peace. Not the prince of riches or the prince of success, but the prince of peace. Luke 2:14, "Glory to Yah in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased." Notice the order. Notice the order. Glory to Yah. Glory to our wonderful Creator. Then peace on earth. Peace on earth. Many people want peace without giving glory to Yah. But peace falls under is the submission or the surrendering to Yah. Peace follows obedience. That's what it comes down to. You know, I often talk about being obedient and the blessings that go along with obedient, and being disobedient and the curses that go along with being disobedient. And disobedient, obedient to what? Obedience to the word of a wonderful creator. And peace follows obedience. Peace follows fellowship. The word, or the world, seeks peace through comfort. Yahweh gives peace through relationship. Do we understand why so many people are looking things at a worldly way, and this is why they don't have peace? The question is not, do I feel peaceful? The question is my life pleasing to Yah? Because where Yahweh is pleased, peace follows. Remember that. We think about what he wants us to do. We're obedient to his word, to the character of Yeshua that he set and showed us to live by. And then the peace will be there. When we are not in line and in tune with Yah, our peace is not going to be there. The first thing is peace with our Creator. We're going to talk about peace with our fellow man and women, but peace of our Creator. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with Yah through our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Notice Paul did not say peace with circumstances. He said peace with Yahweh. This is where everything begins. Many people are trying to fix anxiety while ignoring disobedience. Many people are seeking answers while neglecting repentance. Many people want direction while avoiding correction. But peace begins when we know there is nothing between us and our wonderful Creator Yahweh. Not perfection, but fellowship. Not sinlessness, but willingness to repent immediately. Hallelujah. The conscience is like a spiritual alarm system. At least it should be. The gift that Yah gave us in the set apart spirit, we could use as this guide to know when we're not in tune with that, when we're not following that, when we're not at peace with our Creator, we're gonna lose sleep. Our conscience isn't gonna be good. We gotta go and make things right. Yahweh created every person with a conscience. You know, people often talk about different emotions and different feelings, but a conscience is not often spoken about. Some people want to call it the inner voice. Some people want to call it, just something not feeling right. Some people just, they're not sleeping right. Some people call it unrestfulness, but your consciousness, if it's not in line with the word of our Creator, if your moral character is not in line with this, your consciousness is not going to be at rest, at peace. Think of it like a smoke detector. Its purpose is to warn us when something is wrong, right? Before salvation, many people ignore their consciousness. They lie. They lie to others and they lie to themselves. This is before. They gossip, they cheat, they curse, they become angry. It barely bothers them. They're not right with Yah. Then the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, begins working within them. Suddenly things change. Now certain words bother them. Certain attitudes will bother a person that never did before. Certain actions bother us. Why? Why did these things not bother us in the past, but now they bother us? Because our wonderful Creator is making us more like Yahshua. John 16:8 says, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning the sin and righteousness and judgment. Conviction is evidence that Yah is working in your life. Remember that. And for those of you that are listening right now and you're not familiar with the with Yah or Yahweh, this is the name of God, and this is why I use this in my teachings. Okay, so the conviction is evidence that Yahweh is working in your life, or God is moving in your life. This is your consciousness waking up. The danger of ignoring this conviction, like we got to be convicted about things that aren't of Yah. Imagine doing something painful to your foot. You may, like, maybe a thorn is stuck in it or something, and would you leave it there? If it's creating pain, if it's a problem, of course you wouldn't. You would remove it immediately. Yet many people ignore spiritual thorns. A harsh word, an angry attitude, a dishonest action, a broken relationship, and they leave it there. Over time, it becomes infected, not physically, but spiritually. You understand this is part of spiritual warfare, but a big part of it is us. We do it to ourselves. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Do not grieve the holy set-apart spirit of Yah." Every time we ignore conviction, we grieve the spirit. And eventually our spirit sensitivity begins to fade. And this is what the enemy wants to happen. Do not let that happen. It's not something we don't buy this formula. We don't get this. We have to order this from the internet. This is something that is built with inside us. Use it or lose it. If you're right with our Creator, you should feel convicted about the things of this world that aren't of Him. When you don't, something is not right. It shouldn't be that way. A sensitive conscience is not a sign of lack of strength. No, it's a sign of growth. You want your conscience to be as sensitive as possible as soon as you do something. If you hear a word, if you see something that's not righteous or something's taking place that's not going on, you don't ignore it. Your conscience doesn't feel good. You don't want to be around it. You don't want to see it. Many people think spiritual maturity means becoming stronger. Scripture teaches that spiritual maturity also means becoming more sensitive. Hebrews 5:14 says, "Solid food begins or belongs to the mature, who through consistent use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." So you're using the scriptures, the spiritual food, and you're using it to determine good from evil. When you first come to the faith, certain things may not bother you. But as you grow, even small things begin to convict you. You speak harshly to your spouse. You become impatient with your children. You exaggerate a story. You judge somebody unfairly. And now you feel convicted. That is not weakness. That is growth. A dead conscience feels nothing. A healthy conscience feels conviction. We think about the examples that are set in Scripture and everything we're discussing here today, and we think about just how we can apply this in our life. Let's look at King David in the Scriptures. David, he had a prayer because he understood what we're talking about here. In Psalms 139, verses 23 to 24, he says, "Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me." Notice this. David wasn't asking Yahweh to expose other people. He was asking Yahweh to expose him. You understand the heart we need to show us what we're doing wrong. And if we're living according to Yah, we don't have that conviction or that issue. So remember this. Immature believers focus on everyone else's faults. Mature believers ask, what still needs to change in me. That is spiritual growth. Let me give you an example. I have a really big event coming up that, you know, for me and my family, we take a Sabbath rest every Saturday. We do, it's family time. I believe the scriptures call us to rest one day a week, and I do believe that day is on Saturday. This is why they call it a Sabbath. Now, somebody may feel it's a different day, and that's not the topic of this discussion, but I want to give you an idea of this topic we're talking about here today. So I plan this event every year, and this year the event happens to fall on a Saturday, on a Sabbath. And I told the fellow organizers, I'll support however I can what you're doing, but I can't be there. I'm not going to break my Sabbath. Now, was this a salvation issue? No, it wasn't. Was this an issue of not getting a particular reward or something? No, it wasn't. This was a conscience issue. My conscience told me, this is not a good thing to do to be there. And I'm not going to be there. The scripture confirmed that it's a good thing. I'm in line with scripture. Yes. Scripture says, you know, to honor the Sabbath, keep it set apart. And I want to keep it set apart. Again, somebody might feel something different about something else. If my conscience didn't tell me to avoid this, I would have went. But we have to obey and listen. And it's not about being 100 accurate and obeying 100% every single word in scripture. Because if we make a mistake, if we mess up, we got the grace of a wonderful creator. But we don't use that as an excuse to keep living in sin. But as we mature in spirituality, our consciences tell us when something is not in line with scripture, is my point. And so my conscience tells me, look, I don't want to be this. So I make that stance. And sometimes it's not going to be a popular decision. It might not be popular with your family. It might be something that goes against your own flesh. But if you want to have that peace, we're not looking for circumstances to determine our peace. We're looking for us being right with our wonderful Creator. Then we think about the enemy. And why pride is the enemy of peace. The biggest enemy of a clear conscience is pride. And scriptures talk all about this. In James 4 verse 6 it says, Yahweh opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Think about that. The creator of the universe opposes pride. Pride says, I'm right. They owe me an apology. They started it. Humility says, what is my responsibility before Yahweh? Pride hardens the consciousness. Humility softens it. With a conscience. Hallelujah. We must keep a clear conscience before Yah and man. Before Yah and man. One of Paul's most powerful statements is Acts 24:16. I strive always to keep my conscience clear. Before our Creator and before man. Not only before our Creator and not only before man, but our Creator and man. Many believers ask Yah for forgiveness, but they never apologize to the person they hurt. Paul understood something. Relationships matter. Not only vertically, but horizontally. Every way we look at it, relationships matter in every area of our life. If we want to have a good conscience, we must be good with our wonderful Creator, but we must be good with our fellow man. We must reconcile with them before we come to Yahweh. Yeshua taught something that's quite shocking. In Matthew 5:23 to verse 24, he says, if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift there first and go and reconcile. Imagine that. You're coming to worship our wonderful Creator. And our Creator says, stop right there. Go and make things right first with your brother. Why? Because reconciliation matters. Humility matters. And relationship matters. If we want to be at peace, it's not just peace on some levels. The shalom that we talk about is peace on every level. That we can sleep at night. It goes beyond the understanding of the non-believer of how somebody amongst the trials of this world can be at such peace. We think about that. And how do we reconcile? How do we get that peace with one another? We think about and we understand the power of forgiveness. Another obstacle to peace is unforgiveness. This is a great spiritual attack, and one of the ways the enemy tries to destroy people is they let them hold this unforgiveness, or they don't forgive others. Mark verse 11:25 says, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Notice, anyone, not just people who deserve it, not just people who apologized, anyone. Forgiveness does not mean trusting everyone. It doesn't mean trust is restored. Forgiveness means the debt is released. Forgiveness means we surrender judgment to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Amongst all this, to know the spiritual guide, we must learn to hear our Creator's voice. Many people often say they want to hear from our Creator. But often Yah begins speaking through conviction. Before he gives direction, he gives conviction. John 10 verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice. If we ignore conviction, eventually we struggle to hear guidance. The first voice we must learn to obey is the voice that says, make that right. Repent, forgive, apologize, and change. We look at the examples of Scripture, and we look at Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Nobody ever in the history of history has ever suffered injustice more than Yeshua. Yet, what did he say? In Luke 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That right there is the heart of Messiah. 1 Peter 2:23 says, when they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. He forgave. He humbled himself. He left us the great example. So we must ask ourselves questions on a daily basis if we want to achieve this spiritual growth and have this peace, this shalom that we discuss. Every day ask yourself, is my conscience clear before Yahweh? Is my conscience clear before people? Is there anyone I need to forgive? Is there anyone I need to apologize to? Have I spoken harshly today? Am I carrying bitterness? Am I resisting conviction? These questions help us remain spiritually healthy. So in talking about this and thinking about this, remember one of the greatest signs of spiritual growth. Brothers and sisters, spiritual maturity is not measured merely by knowledge. It's measured by sensitivity. A mature believer is quick to repent. A mature believer is quick to forgive. A mature believer is quick to apologize. And a mature believer is quick to obey. Have you grown spiritually where you recognize the things that you once saw that didn't bother you? The things you once let go and didn't reconcile? The people you didn't apologize? The forgiveness you didn't offer to others? Has that changed in your life? The closer we get to our Creator, the more sensitive our consciousness becomes. Think about this and remember the scriptures that talk about this. Let that guide you and show you. You're not to say, I'm going to be at peace and still have unresolved issues with others or unresolved issues with our Heavenly Father. Acts 24:16 says, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before Yahweh and man. Remember that. Write that down. Put that in your morning mirror when you wake up or somewhere where you see every day when you're walking outside the door. Write that scripture on the door. I strive always to keep my conscience clear before our wonderful Creator and man. Do you desire to do that? Do you desire always to have a clear conscience and to make things right immediately when something goes wrong? May that become our prayer. May we walk in peace. May we walk in humility. May we walk in obedience. And may our conscience remain tender before our Creator. Hallelujah. Think about this, brothers and sisters, when you're out there sharing the gospel with one another, when you're out there being persecuted by one another. At the end of the day, the clear conscience, and it's not only in the example of what our physical actions are doing, but think about, you know, without any physical action, in our mind, because Yeshua raised the bar and he taught this to even higher degree. Not only am I doing bad things, but am I thinking bad things? Not only did I not offer a person forgiveness, but did I really mean what I said? Your thoughts must have a clear conscience on every level, not only the physical level. I strive always to keep my conscience clear before Yahweh and man. Hallelujah. I pray this message blesses you today. I pray it's a good reminder to help you see and understand that we want to have peace in our lives. We want to have peace in our lives. And I leave you again in closing with the scripture of Acts 24:16. Yes, I'm repeating it so you remember it and hopefully write it down. I strive always to keep my conscience clear before Yahweh and man. Do you do that? We certainly should. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-828. 3168.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.